Hey, Mark. Hey, Ryan. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, Jason.
Hey, so I want to talk about the bottom of the seventh. Schwarber leads off with a base hit. Baez follows with a base hit. Bring up Ian Happ as a pinch hitter. Don't you bring up somebody to sacrifice those runners to second and third with nobody out? Then you get one out. Hayward hits a fly ball to center. You tie up the ball game at two. I'd like to hear your comment about that, guys. Thank you.
All right, thanks for the call. I don't know. Do you like Happ bunting in that spot?
Well, once again, that's a managerial decision on how he feels about the game and how he feels about the bullpen and how he feels about the White Sox bullpen, all those things, his bench. We heard Joe Maddon's answer. He was looking for a three-run home run in that situation, mm-hmm. which obviously would have been outstanding. So that's just a choice. Another choice is to send somebody up there to sacrifice bunt. Hopefully get the bunt down. It doesn't always work, but hopefully get it down, have second and third and one out. So that's the other option.
What fans are craving, presented by White Castle, score big with a 99-cent crispy or grilled chicken slider. Here's a question that I was thinking about you during the game while you were enjoying the 41,000 here. By the way, great job singing today, Rhino. That was probably one of the best I've ever heard.
I appreciate it.
You seemed into it.
Well, I was into it because all of Chicago was here.
Yeah.
This was a Chicago game, and I really, this series is about the city of Chicago and all of Chicago.
Yeah.
And I remember this as a player. All of Chicago was now watching the one game. It wasn't a day game with the Cubs versus somebody and then the White Sox at night. This is all focused on one game, so I always thought that was pretty cool.
Before we get back to the calls, that's one of the things I was going to ask you about was, so the Cubs just had this pretty emotional series, I think, against the St. Louis Cardinals because they kind of kept their momentum going. The Cubs are just starting to come into their own. Is there any letdown in a new series?
I don't think so. Not with this series. Mm-hmm. Not when it's the White Sox and not when it's the old crosstown classic and all this, like I mentioned, all of Chicago now watching the one game. No, I don't think there's a mental letdown at all. I think it's a I mentioned it yesterday as far as the atmosphere that I remember it as I think is the Cubs Cardinals. I think the Cubs Sox, because it's all here in Chicago, is the next best atmosphere in a lot of ways as far as I'm concerned. So I don't think so at all. The fans were here, the hype was here, and with the trade just happening, there's some interest there and on things. So I don't think there should have been any letdown whatsoever.
Let's go to Bob in Mendota, I do believe. Bob, you are on the score on Cubs Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hi, Rhino and Mark. What do you think about Joe sitting Javier Baez down for a couple of games? Because he's really struggling with that outside pitch. He's reaching. The ball is way out of the strike zone. I think he had an opportunity there. What was it, seventh inning or eighth inning? Or runner on first and second. And he's really swinging at some way outside pitches, some balls that he needs to maybe sit down and practice those, bringing that outside pitch closer to the middle of the plate. He's reaching and he's swinging really bad.
Baez had been playing well coming into this homestand, Ryan. What do you think about Baez's approach?
No, you know what? He just had a very good road trip, and he was a big part in the 6-game winning streak on the road trip. He's got hidden pop there. He can be a hero in one swing in the bat, and like today, there was just some situations with a couple guys on base. There were some balls hit by the Cubs players into the wind in those situations. That happened to be one at bat, I believe, with two outs, and he put the ball in play with a fly ball to right field. But you know what? He's dangerous up there, and when they throw those breaking pitches for strikes, he has a chance along with fastballs. But in that situation, there were some balls out of the zone, but those were early on the count, and then he tried to make an adjustment there.
Cubs lose to the White Sox today, 3-1 the final score. Our Allstate Insurance run of the game today, sponsored by David Schmeising in Deerfield. 312-644-6767. The number. Cubs lose to the White Sox, 3-1. This is Jim in Highland Park. Hi, Jim. You're on Cubs Radio on the score.
Hi, guys. How are you? You guys do a great job. And as I say, I think Rhino's right that I remember I was at the Ryan Sandberg game, by the way, when Dave Owen got the hit when you hit the home run off Bruce Sutter.
Yeah,
but anyway,
it was Dave Owen. That was all cleared right up yesterday.
Yeah.
And I,
no,
I,
ass.
I,
no,
I, make no, sure. I drove
I
home
was
thinking
game.
About
it
that.
Was great that game. Now, getting back to the Cubs, I think it was a natural letdown. What do you want to call it? I don't care if they're playing anybody. They were on a high, taking 2 out of 3 from the Cardinals. I do think we'll bounce back tomorrow, and I do think we're going to – maybe you'll agree with me. I do think we have enough talent that we should win this division. I really believe that.
All right, thanks for the call. I kind of do feel like the Cubs will win this series. Mm-hmm. They'll probably take 2 out of 3 in the series. And, yeah, it definitely feels like they're going to win. It's always felt like they were going to win this division. I mean, and maybe there were some antsy moments,
yeah,
but it feels that way.
Sure does. Sure does, Mark. It has all along. It was good to see a winning streak and their ability to win 6 in a row and do that. You know what? With a game every day, I mean, sometimes you have to look at the opponent. I thought Gonzalez did a very good job of mixing his pitches.
Yep.
And evidence of that is in some big situations with the middle of the order up and the hitter, the Bryants, the Rizzos, the Zobras, those type of veteran hitters. When they were freezing on pitches and couldn't quite pull the trigger, and then they were in the hole with 2 strikes, and that happened throughout the game. I thought he did a very good job. I thought he was very deceptive out there. He had quality stuff, and going into the eighth like he did, hey, and this is Major League Baseball. Sometimes you have to tip the hat.
You know, and I understand that interleague play was not prevalent when you played, but even though it is now, and they see this team, the Cubs see the White Sox once per year, and they see random American
right.
League teams at that point, I mean, they're probably not going to scout, right? I mean, isn't it a human nature that, like, neither team is going to scout the other?
Well, you'll have some scouting. You'll have scouting, and these teams see each other in Arizona in spring training, but you'll have scouting. But there's scouting, and there's things written on paper, and then there's also having at-bats under your belt, and then having multiple chances and at-bats in a year. And so that's when you're talking about just 4 games here and seeing a pitcher that you'll see once a year. I mean, sometimes that'll happen where he'll happen to have the upper hand that day, and you don't get a chance later on to see that guy to bounce back from that. But that's interleague play.
Yep. We've got Dean in Reedsburg, Wisconsin. Hi, Dean. You're on Cubs Radio with Ryan Sandberg and Mark Grody.
Yeah, the guy that asked the question I was going to ask, but I had 2 questions. Do you think I wish they would have a 3-3, 3 games at Wrigley Field and 3 games at the White Sox Park like they did other years? And Ron Coomer pointed this out last night. Did you ever have a season where the Brewers played Sunday afternoon, and then the Cubs play 3 games before the Brewers play again? He said that he's never had that happen there. And the schedule, it's a weird thing.
Yeah, you know what? That is one of the things about the schedule. It is not totally balanced. I would agree that I would like to see all the series be at least 3-game series. I don't think that can happen just with the number of teams and the schedule and the days you have to work with. But in a perfect world, and giving the teams a perfect chance to make adjustments and to see the players, a couple of, like in this instance, 3 games here and 3 games on the south side. I mean, that's the best. But with an unbalanced schedule, you can't have that.
Yeah, I guess it would be impossible for the Cubs to take 2 out of 3 in this series here at Wrigley Field, as I demanded that would occur. That's not going to happen because
I was right there with you. I missed it myself. I was on board, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I was on board with you.
Sometimes you say things and they sound great.
So
and
to
then,
take a series, this is you have to win 3 to take this series.
Right. The Cubs are going to be going for the old split tomorrow.
That's
I guess,
right.
In the 2-game series. Rhino, thank you so much for your time. We will see you tomorrow for another Cubs-White Sox game.
Sounds good. And I talked about tipping of the hat. I thought about Dave Owen
mm-hmm.
driving home. I got to give him a lot of credit for that big hit
right.
against the Cardinals. We got his name correct, and his brother was Spike Owen, spent some time with the Seattle Mariners as a shortstop.
So I didn't realize that
it was a baseball family, and tip of the hat to Dave Owen.
All right. Well, and because if it wasn't for Dave Owen, then the Ryan Sandberg game is not quite as good if you guys don't win that game. I mean, it's still great. I mean, don't
no,
get me
it wouldn't
wrong.
Have been not nearly as good. No,
right. I mean, you got to get the win out of that.
That's why I had to clear my chest on that.
Rhino, thank you so
all
much.
Right, I appreciate
the
it.
White Sox beat the Cubs today, 3-1. The final score. Our next game preview is sponsored by the Ray and Raymond Auto Group in Fox Lake and Antioch, your preferred hometown dealers with over 2,000 vehicles, and by Jewel Osco. Before the Cubs' next game, stop by Jewel Osco and stock up on Kingsford barbecue sauce for your next barbecue. Cubs and White Sox tomorrow, John Lackey against Carlos Rodon. It is another 1:20 game tomorrow. 12:45 is the pregame right here. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer will have the call. Again, 1:20. Cubs lose to the White Sox today. 3-1 the final score. On the Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
In-depth recap of every Cubs game. Mully and Ellie, mornings live at 5 on the Score. Home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
You know that Chevrolet is the most awarded car company for the last 2 years in a row. But did you know that Chevrolet of Naperville can get 25% off MSRP or 0% financing on your favorite Chevy models? Visit Chevrolet of Naperville on Ogden or at ChevroletofNaperville.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Are you tired of wondering, will my old air conditioner make it through another summer? Is your AC constantly breaking down? Let Four Seasons bring the comfort and peace of mind back to your home and cut your utility bills by 40%. Call Four Seasons today to receive this special offer. Air conditioners from $24.95. Plus, we guarantee to beat any quote by $500. So call today.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
They say that time is money. Well, it's easy to save time and money with Insure on the Spot. Get your free auto insurance quote in just 2 minutes. And they insure everyone. Quality auto insurance you can afford. Average savings, $314. Call Insure on the Spot now. 773-202-5060. That's Insure on the Spot. 773-202-5060. Or go to InsureOnTheSpot.com.
Oh yeah, White Castle's got chicken sliders galore. Crispy chicken, grilled chicken, waffle chicken. And now they're serving up smoky comfort with the new bacon and smoked cheddar chicken slider. Made with all white meat chicken and topped with hickory smoked bacon and smoky cheddar cheese. Gosh, that seems to defy the laws of flavor. Leave it to the slider experts to make chicken so bold. Chicken bacon smoky-licious. White Castle, now that's a bold move.
We believe the best light beer to have with friends is the original light beer. Miller Lite is always brewed for more taste, with only 96 calories and 3.2 carbs. Miller Lite, hold true. Great beer, great responsibility. 2017 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, less than 1 gram protein, 0 grams fat.
Mully and Hanley talk world champion Chicago Cubs baseball. Mornings live at 5 on 670 The Score.
You know, if that's getting rocked, you'll take it. I mean, you would love to see Jose Quintana 12 strikeout, but he ended up with 7 strikeouts in 6 innings.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on 670 The Score.
All right, welcome back to Wrigley Field, site of a Cubs loss today. The Cubs lose to the White Sox, 3-1, the final score. And we're going to have the highlights coming up in just a little bit, but we are going to pull a little bit of an audible here. We are going to hear right now from Kyle Hendricks. Or not.
I know what adjustments to make. It was kind of, during my first rehab start, I was kind of doing the same thing, just rushing. I'm not staying, just wasn't staying over the rubber well. Second rehab start, I was able to make that adjustment, got better. Today, I don't know, maybe just being out there again for that first time, you know, on the mound, quickened up on me a little bit, but I just wasn't staying over the rubber well over my backside. So hopefully just make that adjustment this week, get back my routine. You know, I'm a big routine guy, so get back in that feel and hopefully roll from there.
Is it nice to know you have that defense behind you still? I mean, even a lot of our contact is a great
Exactly. That saved me today, you know, especially on that left side. KB, Javi up over there, and then Schwarbs even left, made a few good plays for me. Those were huge. Kept us in the game at least. Like I said, that's really just too many innings. You know, when your starter can't go past five, you're not going to win a lot of ball games.
You've been through a lot of these cup sack games already. Is it still the same feel for you and the guys as it was the first time around?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that just playing the same city, you know those guys, the familiarity, I guess, a little bit. And it's always fun getting to go down there, you know, for a road game that's kind of like a home game. So, yeah, definitely still that rivalry. The energy maybe wasn't quite there today. I think it'll pick up as the days go by, but yeah, still there.
Any signs of rust at all, or you
pitched
minor league rehab?
Yeah. No, honestly, my body felt good. That's the part. I just couldn't make the adjustment today. That's all it was. You know, even in warm-ups, I knew what I had to do, and then it just kind of got into the game. I couldn't do it. So I think that's just a factor. Me getting in my routine, getting in my bullpen routine, throwing again every day, just get my legs back underneath me. But as far as, like, stamina, rust, the ball coming out of my hand, that kind of stuff, no, not really. It felt good. My secondary stuff felt really good.
You had a week break, but I'm sure you get back to the 5 days what you're doing today.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, being on 5 day, I think, suits me a lot better. Just more normalcy, in a way.
That is Cubs pitcher Kyle Hendricks, who today goes 4 1/3, allowed 1 run on 8 hits, struck out 5, walked nobody. He is... Just for coming back and being Kyle Hendricks, he is our Majestic Star of the Game, sponsored by Majestic Star Casino. One location and two casinos. The Cubs lose to the White Sox today. 3-1 was the final score in this game, and our funkiest play of the game, which you'll hear in just a little bit. Our funkiest play of the game, sponsored by Funkaway, odor-eliminating spray for clothes and gear. Work hard, play hard, smell good, available at participating True Value hardware stores. We decided today that the fact that Kyle Hendricks knocked in the lone run today for the Cubs, that was our funkiest play of the game. Cubs lose by a couple of runs. The highlights are next on The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Chris Bryant joins us Thursday at 2 on the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Are you taking Viagra for your ED? Well, now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. In generic, 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet, saving you $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil right to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0680. 800-601-0680. That's 800-601-0680.
Scott Muller here, letting you know Muller means more for you. More because you get more selection with over 600 new Hondas, and that gives you more to choose and more opportunities to save. Like leasing a new 17 Honda Civic LX sedan automatic for only $189 a month with no money down during the Honda Summerbration sales event. Visit MullerHondaofGurnee.com to find the more you're looking for. And like my dad always says, you will not be disappointed. 36-month lease to qualified buyers plus tax, title, license, doc fee ends 9/5/17.
It's the Canals BMW Sports Activity Vehicle Sales Event. Now choose the BMW SAV model you've wanted that has room for everyone. Start your shopping. Canals BMW has a great selection of sports activity vehicles to choose from, including 2017 BMW X1, X3, and X5 models. Over 150 in stock, each well-equipped with driver assistance packages and other popular features. You'll also enjoy BMW Ultimate Handling, performance, and luxurious appointments that make driving a pleasure. Plus, of course, there's plenty of space for kids, company, and cargo for wherever summer takes you. The Canals BMW Sports Activity Vehicle Sales Event. Your time to take advantage of special lease offers on every 2017 BMW X model in stock with on-the-spot delivery. Canals BMW, Route 41, Lake Bluff, canalsbmw.com.
Golfers, if you're looking for a golf experience like no other, then you have to visit Bolingbrook Golf Club, one of Chicago's true golf gems, featuring a rolling 18-hole championship golf course, award-winning driving range and golf academy, spectacular clubhouse, and the Nest Bar and Grill. Your Bolingbrook golf experience will be like no other. Bolingbrook is the perfect location for your next private event, function, or wedding. To book your tee time or for more information on events, visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com. Come be impressed.
Our highlight show now is sponsored by Insure on the Spot. Get the lowest auto insurance quote in just 2 minutes at insureonthespot.com. The Cubs do lose to the Chicago White Sox today. 3-1 was the final score. We'll be giving away some pizza here in just a little bit. Right now, though, it is time for those highlights. In the Cubs' second inning, Kyle Schwarber grounds out. Ben Zobrist walks. John Jay doubled. Zobrist to third. Baez intentionally walked. And now that brings us directly to our Aquafina Splash of the Game. This is the Aquafina Splash of the Game. Aquafina, pure water, perfect taste. Kyle Hendricks.
Kyle breaks his bat. Hits one that's bobbled by the pitcher, Moncada, with throw to first in time. A run scores. Cubs get a break. They also get a run, and they lead 1-0. A dribbler, a broken bat. The bat, I think, distracted Gonzalez.
Cubs will absolutely take that, a 1-0 lead. Kyle Hendricks with the crack of the bat right there. But it was the White Sox in the fifth inning. Melky Cabrera with a single. Moncada strikes out, and now Jose Abreu, the big first baseman for the White Sox.
The 3-1 popped up, and it's going to carry into right center field. I thought this ball was going to be catchable. It is not. Hayward fields it off the ivy. The throw will not be made to the plate as Cabrera scores. Abreu goes to second on the double, and the game is tied at 1.
Yep, even now, as we go to the White Sox sixth inning, they are trying to break the tie. Justin Grimm in for the Cubs. Tim Anderson strikes out swinging. Now, Adam Engel for the White Sox.
Engel 1-for-2, drives one in the air, left center field and deep. Back goes Schwarber near the wall. That's a home run. A line drive home run to left center, and the White Sox take their first lead of the day. Adam Engel, a solo home run.
Yeah, the Grossinger Grab of the Game is sponsored by Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. So Engel with the home run to put the White Sox up. The Cubs did have opportunities in this contest, but the White Sox were looking for more in the eighth inning. Koji Uehara pitching for the Cubs. Matt Davidson up to the plate for the White Sox.
Davidson 0-for-3, drives one in the air, deep left field. This is going to leave the yard all the way on to Waveland Avenue. Matt Davidson with a booming home run, and now the White Sox lead 3-1.
Cubs, though, trying to make things interesting in the bottom of the ninth inning. Addison Russell hits for Brian Dunsing, and he did strike out. Jason Hayward popped out the second, but Chris Bryant reaches on an infield single. Bryant then goes to second on fielder's indifference, took his bag. Anthony Rizzo walks, so you have first and second. The Cubs down by a couple of runs. Wilson Contreras at the plate.
A 1-2. It's on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. A trick swing. I believe Hernandez called it a strike anyway. Contreras arguing, but the ball game is over. And the White Sox have beaten the Cubs by a score of 3-1.
Yep, Cubs go down in game one of a two-game series here at Wrigley Field. Miguel Gonzalez the win, Justin Grimm the loss, Matt Davidson and Adam Engel hitting home runs for the White Sox, who beat the Cubs today again by a final score of 3-1. Our post-game scoreboard is lingering. It is coming up, sponsored by 5-Hour Energy. Try extra strength apple pie flavor today. We do have to say goodbye to our friends along the network in the Midwest and throughout the country, but we always invite you to stay tuned to 670 The Score for the rest of the postgame show and more Score Radio as well, with Dan Bernstein coming up and Jason Goff. Those guys will take your calls at 312-644-6767. The White Sox beat the Cubs today 3-1, the final score on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network. And also, before we go, don't go, we want to give away some of Aurelio's Pizza. The sixth caller right now will receive a $25 gift certificate from Aurelio's Pizza. Dine in, carry out, or have it delivered. Aurelio's Pizza since 1959. It is the sauce. 312-591-6700 for the pizza. Again, 312-591-6700. We will take that break now. Cubs go down by a couple of runs today on the Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Start your day talking Cubs. Mully and Hanley, mornings live at 5 on the home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
The 2017 Wooddale Prairie Fest is July 27th through July 30th at 655 North Wooddale Road in Wooddale. Whether you're single or bring the family, you'll love their headline bands, including Kashmir, Infinity, Heartache Tonight, Anthem, and Seventh Heaven. There'll be food vendors, food trucks, mascots, Globy the Bubbler, Cold-Blooded Creatures, Windy City Amusements Carnival, and Can't Miss Fireworks Saturday Night. For hours and additional information, visit Wooddale.com. That's Wooddale.com. Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit RealTimeSportsBar.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Your home is probably the biggest investment you will make your entire life. Why trust an online app to get that right when you can work with an expert? We listen to your needs and we find the right loan for your unique situation. And we'll even come to your home or office to get the loan process started. Apps are great for weather and social media, but they can't pick the right mortgage for you. Let the experts go to work for you. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Missouri, Illinois, Tennessee, Indiana residential mortgage licensee, The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
It's time.
Dustin Johnson, the winner of the BMW Championship.
Exclusive ticket pricing and premier seating is now available for the 2017 BMW Championship at Conway Farms this September. For a limited time, get closer to the action with your daily or weekly packages. From general admission to premier seats on the 18th green, you can get close to all the action as the top 70 players in the world compete in the final leg of the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup playoffs. Visit BMWChampionship.com today for ticket and tournament information.
Summer is here. That means outdoor concerts, pool time, and enough SPF to cover a blue whale. It also means it's time for the Hyundai Summer Clearance Event. Slide on your flip-flops and get down to your local Hyundai dealer to get limited-time deals on a new Hyundai. Let the sun ride shotgun in the new Santa Fe Sport with a panoramic sunroof. Haul more friends to the pool in the stylish Sonata with more passenger room than most other cars in its class. Beach chairs, floaties, picnic baskets, pack it all into the roomy cargo space of a new Tucson. Celebrate our shortest season with the kind of joy that lasts, because every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Visit your Hyundai dealer before the sun sets on the Hyundai Summer Clearance Event, going on now. Lease a 2017 Tucson for only $139 a month for 36 months with $3,139 down, or get up to $4,000 in total savings. Only at your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana dealers. To learn more, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Weighing your options for college, Moraine Valley Community College makes a quality education affordable. By completing the first 2 years of your bachelor's degree at Moraine Valley, you'll save thousands of dollars on tuition and room and board. That's book smart and business savvy. Check out their low tuition and learn about the financial aid and available scholarships that make them even more affordable at morainevalley.edu/register. Moraine Valley Community College, rock solid since 1967.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the rates. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call because I'm digging for oil in my basement to pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? Show me a family plan with enough gigs that doesn't cost a fortune. We need a switch.
Switch to Boost Best Family Plan and get four lines for only $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. Metro PCS only gives you 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. Visit BoostMobile.com today.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call because I'm digging for oil in my basement to pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? Show me a family plan with enough gigs that doesn't cost a fortune. We need a switch.
Switch to Boost Best Family Plan and get four lines for only $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. Metro PCS only gives you 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. Visit BoostMobile.com today.
Kyle breaks his bat, hits one that's bobbled by the pitcher. Moncada will throw to first in time. A run scores. Cubs get a break. They also get a run, and they lead 1-0. A dribbler, a broken bat. The bat, I think, distracted Gonzalez.
Start Drive of the Game, sponsored by the Private Bank. And who's on fire? Well, Kyle Hendricks. So good to see him back out there. Sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. T. Fiery Pepper Bloody Mary Mix. Spicy and rich. Delicious, made from scratch taste. Pick up Mr. and Mrs. T. today at Mariano's. No, the Cubs did not win today. They lose to the White Sox. 3-1 was the final score in this contest. The Cubs now lingering a half of game out of first place behind the Milwaukee Brewers. And that brings up to our Around Baseball Scoreboard Preview, sponsored by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Buy online and pick up at the new drive-thru service. So the Colorado Rockies at the St. Louis Cardinals tonight. Antonio Senzatella against Mike Leake in this contest. And it will be the Pittsburgh Pirates at the San Francisco Giants. Garrett Cole against Matt Cain. Cubs lose today to the White Sox, 3-1. I want to thank the people that made this broadcast excellent here today. Our cleanup hitter summary, too, by the way, is being sponsored by ServPro, like it never even happened. ServPro is the way it goes down today. And Wilson Contreras striking out at the end was our cleanup hitter today. So that's the way it works out. The Cubs lose 3-1 was the final score. Dan Bernstein is coming up next. The people who did make this broadcast excellent, by the way, Dave Miska, our full force engineer, Tony Gill, putting up with me back in our downtown Chicago studios, doing a great job. On the highlights tonight, it was Eli Hershkovich. He was great. Our program director is Mitch Rosen. The sports director is Brendan McCaffrey. The Hall of Famer, we have a Hall of Famer at the booth. He is, what's his name? Oh, Ryan Sandberg. Yeah, Sandy, that's right. Ryan Sandberg is our Hall of Famer. Every booth needs a Hall of Famer, and Ryan Sandberg is ours. For Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer, I'm Mark Brody. Thanks for being with us. Len Casper, always great on our broadcast as well. Have a great day. We will see you tomorrow. Another 120 game, Cubs and White Sox. Dan Bernstein is next on The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Cubs postgame show on 670 The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network. Presented to you in part by GAF Materials Corporation, Amazing Goodwill, Four Winds Casino, RSM, The Village of New Lenox, Wintrust Community Banks, and White Castle.
You've got the Cubs game on The Score.
The Score's coverage of Bears training camp in Bourbonnais is presented by the Holiday Inn Express Bourbonnais, your home for Bears fans to stay in Bourbonnais.
Rooms are filling up fast. Call 815-932-4411 for the special Score rate. That's 815-932-4411.
Are you at least 62 and looking to purchase a home? Then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Pearl Mortgage, about securing a reverse mortgage loan. David's been talking about reverse mortgages for years, but listeners are still skeptical. So David would like to introduce Jack Guttentag, Professor of Finance Emeritus at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. According to Professor Guttentag, quote, purchasing a home with a reverse mortgage has the great advantage that it doesn't impose a monthly payment burden on the borrower. Close quote. Let's review. David and Professor Guttentag both agree. Financing a home with a reverse mortgage is excellent for home buyers at least 62 years old. If you are securing a mortgage, you should work with the best. And the best in the mortgage business, especially for reverse mortgages, is Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. The only call you need to make when securing a mortgage is to David, 312-751-1333, or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call, 312-751-1333, or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C-43-58, NMLS 1-9-1-8-6.
carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
This season, hit a home run at Grand Appliance and TV, the official appliance and electronics partner of Cubs Radio. Find innovative living for less with a grand exclusive instant savings on Samsung French door refrigerators. Discover features like the Family Hub, a Wi-Fi touchscreen for food management, family connection, and wired entertainment. Get your home a new hub and check out all of Samsung's innovative kitchen appliances at your nearest Grand Appliance location. Grand Appliance and TV, you make it home, we make it grand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Summertime and the Mega Millions jackpot is bringing the heat. It's now more than $250 million. You heard correctly, more than $250 million. That's one hot jackpot. Go to IllinoisLottery.com for the latest jackpot updates. What are you waiting for? Get out there and play, because the jackpot is growing and luck is everywhere. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
Now, thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Sox GM Rick Hahn.
You know, this is going to probably suffer here at the big league level for a period of time. It's still difficult to deal with the losing. Everyone's competitive. Everyone wants to see these results. But everyone also objectively knows it's going to take some time.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Joe, Matt, what happened to the energy as affected by the trade when Jose Quintana enters the room?
You know, just symbolically to get a player of that caliber to walk in your clubhouse at this time of the year always is going to pick the group up.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
It's not going to be a long show, but you got one. Bernstein and Golf Show. It's just you and me. I'm flying solo. Jason is off today. But we've got time to talk about what that was, and kind of more importantly, what it wasn't, because I had an idea of what I wanted to do today, and now I'm second-guessing myself, as is often the case. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR at The Score. And I think you need to know everything. You know, Twitter and everything else and Facebook, and you can find what you need and texting and sexting and all of that for you. If you want to text 67011, the text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. You text, we reply, message, and data rates may apply. The producers are Nick Shepkowski.
The ball high deep. He just looks up, and you can put it on the board.
Okay. You know, he doesn't make me mad anymore. I had a weird thing over the weekend. I just realized it's just something broke. I've achieved some sort of different astral plane where Hawk used to just make me mad no matter what, and now he just doesn't. And I don't know what happened, but it's like a switch flipped where now it's just sort of I don't know. It's just kind of harmlessly entertaining, and I wasn't able to get there before, and now I'm there. The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
All right, Chicago, help me with this. 1, 2, 3, take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if we ever get back. It's just whoop, whoop, whoop for the... If they don't win, it's a shame.
Quit yelling.
Jesus, Cube, man. Get that. Look, I love you, but auto-tune that, man. I mean, that's... Ooh, you know, some rappers can sing. Some rappers just have an inherent musicality. Others kind of don't. And that's fine, but I think you just... Good luck to you, sir. That was... Hey, at least as people have been advised, if you're going to be bad, go hard. Like with Ditka. You know, that's still one of the worst ever, but it was, he screamed it and he got out of there and he did it like he cared, but that's all fine. So the problem was, I was considering this particular Cubs Sox series and just thinking about how many years we've done this now and how many of these, whatever it was, the Crosstown Cup, the BP Cup, or just I go back all the way to the Bush Light, whatever it was, and it was just an exhibition game and Greg Walker was hitting the balls into the fog. I mean, there were some really silly evenings where it was supposed to, and even those were contentious just because of the animosity between the tribes. But, you know, I thought that we'd kind of reach something different here. I think it's because both teams have won a World Series in the last decade and a half. This is the first Crosstown Classic since the Cubs have won the World Series. And it just seemed a little more mellow, a little more aware that it's just baseball, and there's 162 of these regular season games that are only partially predictive of what's going to happen after that. And I didn't think we sort of needed the circuses anymore. You know, there used to be a lot of the anger directed at Sammy Sosa because he was just such a relentless clown, and you had AJ being AJ because he's just a complete penis. And then we're just so far removed from catchers punching catchers, and it's nice. And I was all look, if you ever really want to entertain yourself, sit on the other side of the glass when they're screening post-game calls. I mean, do you think the ones that actually get on the air are something? Ooh, boy, it's like, are you not allowed to lose a baseball game? I mean, and the texts are going insane. Like, I was ready to compliment everybody for having evolved a little bit. And then I'm saying, I mean, trade this guy and get rid of that guy, and Madden sucks. You know what happens sometimes in baseball? Sometimes you don't come through with a hit. And sometimes the other pitcher makes a couple of pitches against you. And if these teams were to play 20 games, the Cubs probably win, 13 to 15 of them. But sometimes, do we really need a remedial lesson in what happens in a baseball game sometimes? It happens. It's okay. I think the Cubs are still fine. And I think the White Sox are still bad. And they want to be bad. If you're angry that the Sox won because you want them to lose, I get it. But they're proud professionals, and they're still trying to win. You'd rather have them lose if you're a White Sox fan, because that's the plan. You want them to catch the Phillies. You want them to have a more valuable top overall pick in the amateur draft. That's what you want, because that gets you closer to winning a World Series. But boy, you're seriously like nitpicking in July? Really? It's all right, man. It's okay. Seriously, it's all good. This portion of Sports Radio 670 is brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Let's go to Bucktown and welcome Jack to the Score. Hello, Jack.
Hey, Dan. I mean, you get a real good feel for the fans calling in and things like that, so you could probably measure it. But I gotta believe that you would say that in general, the Chicago fan base, especially on the north side, is got a more level-headed right now, right? I mean, that's what winning does. And in general, I mean, the level-headed fans that were there before, like someone like me that doesn't go off its rocker, I do believe that in general, a lot more people that used to be, you know,
crazy
thinkers, yes.
Yeah, see, that was my first thought upon waking up and thinking about it, saying, you know, here's where we are, here's what we know, and the fact that especially Cubs fans, and now if White Sox fans are paying attention, they've got it there too. But I think Cubs fans have gotten a 6-year instruction in modern Major League Baseball for anybody who's wanted to meet this halfway and really try to understand what's going on. It's been right there in front of you, explained ad nauseum by all the people in charge of executing the operation.
My question to you is, you should see that, because I believe in the people I'm talking to, that they generally have become more educated over these 6 years. You're still going to get your crazy people, your outliers, but in general, it's you have to feel that a bigger part of the Cubs population is more educated now.
Yeah, I think it's it has to be true, right? I mean, that's just, if we zoom out, it has to be true at this point, just because people dove into this at a time where you've got more information than ever and more ability to understand what's going on than ever. Probably because the sample that would call sports radio is not a neutral sample. You've already selected for people who would call sports radio, which is a very, 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 very small percentage of people. In Rolling Meadows, it's John, and John is on the score. What's happening, John?
Hey, you know, the I think the pathetic thing is, I've been listening to your score, and I've been listening to AM1000, and the Cubs fans are calling in wanting people's heads, wanting trades. Come on, I mean, the Sox have lost 9 in a row. We're going nowhere. You guys are probably going to go to the playoffs.
I'm not going to the playoffs. I'm not the Cubs.
Well, okay. But let's just say the Cubs are probably going to win the division.
Mm-hmm.
Get the Sox this. This is our playoffs.
No, it's not.
I mean,
John, it's just not. The playoffs are the playoffs. These are games in July.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is, for the Sox fans who know we're not going anywhere, we're rebuilding, this is the Sox fans. This is the Sox playoff.
No, it's not. It's not, because it's still important for the White Sox to have the worst record in baseball.
I know. Well, let's say we split. I mean, even a split for me personally would be good.
What is that?
I mean,
what is,
I
what,
don't want to lose 3 out of 4 to the
What
Cubs.
Does that accomplish? Wait, I'm just trying to square this with what you're saying. If you know that one team is better than the other.
Well, yeah, definitely.
Okay. But if you know that, what is gained from, in your mind, in truth, from a victory?
Well, you know what? At the end of the day, I just want the club to go out and play hard. Win or lose, just go out and play.
Right, but that's not what you said. That's not how you started.
I know. But, you know, 9 in a row. I mean, come on, we got to win a couple of games.
I'm looking for a consistent view on your part of what you want them to do and why you want them to do it.
I understand we're rebuilding, and I'm going along with it because it's the first time in years the Sox have actually taken a direction, and I'm all for that, and I'm all for these kids getting the right tutorage down in the minors and coming up and producing for us in the future. That's great.
Okay.
I mean, as far as that goes, I'm behind this thing, 110%.
Okay. I'm glad the Sox know that they have your complete support, and that's great. In Naperville, Jordan, you're on WSCR.
Hey, Dan. Hope you're having a good day.
I'm having a great day.
Okay, well, first things first. I don't listen to many Cubs games, but I listened to them today in the car, and I just want to compliment Pat and Ron. Those guys are really good at what they do, and they really bring you into the game, keep you interested, keep you involved, and all that, and I just wanted to throw that out there, let them know that. But I agree with you with Hawk Harrelson. I think ever since they announced that Jason Benetti's taking over after 2018, and that the Sox aren't going to be that good or not really trying for anything until Benetti's taking full time. You know, I appreciate it, how much he loves the Sox. You know what I mean? You know, it's old grandpa.
That's got to be it, right? If I'm, it can't just be some arbitrary point that I've reached some sort of understanding or a different level of awareness that has made me happier in consuming the work of Hawk Harrelson. I think, Jordan, I think you're right. It's got to be the fact that we now know there's an end date and that something just sort of switched. And I just know that it's not really going to be there and it's completely harmless. And I just kind of smile and laugh when, you know, he and Steve Stone start randomly talking about hemorrhoids or whatever. It just doesn't bother me anymore. Tom and Skokie, you're on the Score.
Please tell me what the strategy is with the leadoff hitter. Is it on base percentage? It can't. What is it? I don't get what the constant changing strategy. What's the strategy?
Are you actually asking that, or do you have some other point to make that you're waiting to make? Because you know exactly.
No, I mean,
you know what leadoff strategy is. I know that you know that.
I don't know what Joe Maddon's leadoff strategy is.
He generally likes to have somebody who's not out.
Well, Jason Hayward's got one of the lowest OBPs and OPSs on the team.
He does not have one of the lowest on base percentages on the team, and he has
318.
Yeah, but that's not there. There are lower. He's a combination of on base athleticism, and perhaps it's an opportunity to get him an extra at bat or a couple extra at bats if he thinks he's trending upward.
I don't think he's trending upward.
Well, he had been hitting well.
Still look at his raw numbers. I mean,
well, yeah, I know, but if you look at his numbers, I understand what Maddon is trying to do because he hasn't had a consistent leadoff presence this year, and it's been a problem for them.
Why not just pick a guy that really does have consistent on-base percentage?
Who would you like to just get to your point? Who do
well,
you want?
Well, I mean, I'm fine. It would make more sense to me if it was a consistent strategy. Say it's Rizzo because Rizzo has a high OBP, one of the highest on-base percentages on the team.
Yeah, that was a novelty because his power is probably best served near the middle of the order.
I mean, certainly Zobrist isn't
Zobrist is awful.
Right. So I mean, I don't understand.
Who do you want there?
How about keeping John Jay there?
Okay.
And then mixing Al Mora.
That's fine. I don't think Hayward's going to be there permanently. I think he's trying something. There's no harm in trying something.
I don't think it's going to work.
It may not, but I really don't think it's worth getting too hung up over.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hayward's 325 on base this year, by the way, and he's been really good since the All-Star break until today.
That segment brought to you by Shell. You deserve to be rewarded today at Shell with instant gold status. Just join the Fuel Rewards program and save on every fill every day at Shell. Join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. That voice belongs to Lawrence Holmes. I wasn't sure you'd be popping in or not because you've got a big full broat.
Yeah, we got everything ready and set to go. So we'll talk a ton of Cubs and White Sox. And I was at the game last night and got to hang out with Ranji and his ridiculousness.
I saw Ranji. I was very happy to see him.
I was very happy to see him, too. So we hung out and watched the game last night over at Wrigley. And I saw Spider-Man this weekend. I know you saw it.
Yeah. And I read your tweet. You said good, not great.
Solid. No, yeah. It's a solid movie, probably 20 minutes too long.
I agree with that.
Zendaya and Michael Keaton, man. Both of them were great.
And I actually thought the major action set, the CGI set pieces were the weak point of the movie. That the best stuff was the high school relationship stuff. That it didn't feel like grown-ups playing kids. And there's some great little laugh lines in there, too.
Some great laugh lines. There's some good, like, oh, that's kind of interesting. And then there's a nice twist if you didn't think it out and you're like, oh. And I think that some of our preconceived notions might not have allowed a lot of people to think out the twist.
I also did not know that there are several moments that were specific homages to artwork in specific issues. Is it Repco? Steve Repco?
Yes.
Is that his name? That is Stan Lee's, one of their primary storyboard artists, who created a couple moments in there that I had to read about it,
sure,
to understand exactly what was doing. You probably saw it at the time and noticed it immediately, but there was some layering going on.
One of the things I love about what Marvel does in their movies is that they do deal with the collateral damage of their heroes. And they've spent a couple of movies now dealing with what happens in the aftermath of these battles that go on.
Well, that's, and that is why the Vulture has the industry that he does based on the stuff that's left over.
And DC tried, they tried with Dawn of Justice, and it felt a little flat. And I loved the DC television stuff, but I just saw the trailer for Justice League and I'm like, oh, after coming off what I thought was spectacular with Wonder Woman, woof, rough. So we'll talk a little bit about that at some point tonight. Chris Comka of Comcast is going to be in here. We're going to talk statistics with him. And we're going to talk NBA Jam tonight before the show is done.
Yeah, because Tim Kitzrow was in,
he was
in
here, the midday show. And then we had Gary Payton on talking with Tim Kitzrow.
You know, I work with Tim. Tim,
I know. He told me.
We did a Staples commercial together.
Yep.
Really, really fun guy. We thank our producers, Nick Shepkowski.
Bases cleared, triple by Johan Moncada.
Him too. Chris Tannehill.
Yawn. Moncada. He's got a good base. Look at it. He's got a good baseball face.
Oh, no.
He looks like a baseball
player. He's going to be quite the player.
No, we can curse him with the Gordon Beckham good face. No, Hawk. Serenity. Breathing. I'm fine. Okay. Lawrence has you for the next 4 hours, and I'll get out of your way. Jason and I will be on after Cubs post game tomorrow. John Lackey on the mound for the Cubs. Yay! Bye.
The horn goes off. Track shoes out of the building.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Fox, he's on his last stop. You're not expecting him to be on anyone else's sideline after this one, right? He has his pride, certainly, in his ego. He doesn't want to. He wants to go out on his own terms. I don't know if that's even possible with these Bears.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Mortgages aren't my specialty, but they are for Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. They're a bank and they still have money to lend. If your current interest is not in the twos, call Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team now. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Are you taking Viagra for your ED? Well, now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. In generic, 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet, saving you $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil right to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0680. 800-601-0680. That's 800-601-0680.
Scott Mueller here, letting you know Mueller means more for you. More because you get more selection with over 600 new Hondas, and that gives you more to choose and more opportunities to save. Like leasing a new 17 Honda Civic LX sedan automatic for only $189 a month with no money down during the Honda Summerbration sales event. Visit MuellerHondaofGurnee.com to find the more you're looking for. And like my dad always says, you will not be disappointed. 36-month lease to qualified buyers plus tax, title, license, doc fee ends 9/5/17.
It's the Canals BMW Sports Activity Vehicle Sales Event. Now choose the BMW SAV model you've wanted that has room for everyone. Start your shopping. Canals BMW has a great selection of sports activity vehicles to choose from, including 2017 BMW X1, X3, and X5 models. Over 150 in stock, each well-equipped with driver assistance packages and other popular features. You'll also enjoy BMW Ultimate Handling, performance, and luxurious appointments that make driving a pleasure. Plus, of course, there's plenty of space for kids, company, and cargo for wherever summer takes you. The Canals BMW Sports Activity Vehicle Sales Event. Your time to take advantage of special lease offers on every 2017 BMW X model in stock with on-the-spot delivery. Canals BMW, Route 41, Lake Bluff, canalsbmw.com.
Hey, it's Jason Goff here, and I gotta tell you, the savings are getting out of control over at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Right now, they have 20% off MSRP on all of Chevy's most popular models, like Malibus and Silverados. That's over $8,000 in savings. And if that weren't enough, you can get 0% financing for 72 months. Like I said, it's out of control over there. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Includes rebates available to all, financing in lieu of rebates. Find new roads.
The 2017 Wooddale Prairie Fest is July 27th through July 30th at 655 North Wooddale Road in Wooddale. Whether you're single or bring the family, you'll love their headline bands, including Kashmir, Infinity, Heartache Tonight, Anthem, and Seventh Heaven. There'll be food vendors, food trucks, mascots, Globy the Bubbler, Cold-Blooded Creatures, Windy City Amusements Carnival, and Can't Miss Fireworks Saturday Night. For hours and additional information, visit Wooddale.com. That's Wooddale.com. Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit RealTimeSportsBar.com.
It's time.
Dustin Johnson, the winner of the BMW Championship.
Exclusive ticket pricing and premier seating is now available for the 2017 BMW Championship at Conway Farms this September. For a limited time.